Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Or call ahead and pick up at their speedy drive-thru. And be sure to tell them that Penny sent you.
Ride with the country's number one auto insurer, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle, with a big shout out to my awesome team now licensed in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Call or text 901-767-7744. We're still all better looking than a lizard.
All right, it is officially springtime, so you're going to want to make sure your yard looks better than ever before. Do it at Germantown Hardware and Paints. They got brands like Echo, Stihl, and Honda, chainsaws, lawnmowers, blowers, everything in between, and they got a small engine repair shop, so if you need to get those fixed, do it at Germantown Hardware and Paints.
The only real hardware store in the Mid-South, Germantown Hardware and Paints, and they're family-owned and operated since 2001. That staff has unsurpassable knowledge. They know that store inside and out, and the customer service is fantastic. They're at the corner of Poplar and Germantown Parkway, or you can get there online at germantownhardware.com.
We're brothers. We're happy, and we're singing, and we're
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Hey, who that, man, this what you been waiting for? I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was, listen, I ain't hating, no, because now I'm getting hot enough to even want to stay at home. Can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television, and did I fail to mention? Your girl is hot, a missionary boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated, that mean my tables turned. Live life, might as well, only way to learn is try and fail. Clientele, the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on trailing back. Who that, that got that flame? Who that, that got that flame? Who that, that got that flame? So don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
All right, you're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. Welcome to your hump day, March 25th. We are all just trying to get through it. We're all trying to do it together. I am joined by my partner, John. I like to be the big spoon, but sometimes the little spoon, Martin, he's doing it all these days in this pandemic. He's hosting with me. He's producing the show because he's got to be across the glass from me,
yes.
Obviously, with social distancing a part of this. And I got to give it to you, John. You're doing yeoman's work, brother.
Thank you, brother. Well, you know what? I wanted to make sure that we kept the integrity of our show together intact during this time because I think the people need us both. In the same place.
You were trying to give me information this morning that you had attained last night. And what was I doing? I was backing away from you while you're trying to
get it. Yes,
yes. I was still listening.
Because it was a reason for hope, and yet you were running away from the hope.
Not running. Listening intently.
You were running away from the hope.
While I social distanced.
You were doing what you should have done. You're being responsible.
Absolutely.
You know what? The way I look at sort of my new role and my new responsibilities, Jason, if you remember Eminem, he embarked on his musical career as a rapper, okay? Like, the first stage of his musical career, he came out with the Real Slim Shady, the Marshall Mathers LP. Yeah. I mean, you certainly remember
those.
That, right?
Enjoy
well,
those. Not going
to
hate on those.
How did Eminem get to the next phase of his career, and how did he find the next stage of success?
You mean when things started to fall off?
No. How did he find the next wave of success? He became a producer.
Ah, yes.
He got on them ones and twos.
Right.
Ticky.
Like Dre taught him.
Well, yes, absolutely. I won't deny that. No doubt about it. And so, you know what? I'm going the way of Slim Shady. I started as just a rapper, and now I'm.
Oh, I see what you've done.
I'm mixing. I'm on the ones and twos, and so here we are. That's what I'm doing. I'm taking the trajectory of Eminem. So that is absolutely what we're here to do. We're here to entertain you. We're here to get you through.
Get you through.
Listen, I'll tell you this, man. My mood today is I am incrementally. Becoming hopeful incrementally in very small stages. because I think for us, do you watch the White House briefings live?
Yes,
you do watch them.
Yes,
those are. Sometimes I find myself like just laughing. You know what I mean? Do you find yourself laughing?
Well, not really. No, I don't find myself laughing at all, quite frankly.
It's not
funny. I find
myself
shaking my head most of the time. I'll be real honest with you.
I'm replacing that with laughing, right?
I hear you. I mean, you can do that. We all need some levity at this point.
Like, for example.
The idea will be in there.
Not to spend a whole lot of time on this, because I do have some interesting information about the NBA that I want to pass along that may give you a reason to be hopeful. But yesterday when Donald Trump, he considerably dialed it back, right? On Monday.
It was a week.
On Monday, it was, we're going to open back up. We can't be shut down. Yesterday, it was, we're going to let the data and the science inform our next step. So he was a little bit toned down in that sense. But someone asked him, why Easter? Why have you set the Easter date?
Mm-hmm.
And he basically just said because he thinks Easter is a beautiful day. I mean, it is, you know. That's the day that Jesus rose.
The resurrection, you want to tie that in or anything? That's just a nice day. I want to see the church is filled. I think it'd be beautiful.
It's a special time and a beautiful time. So anyway.
He tried, man. I mean, I guess.
Sometimes you just have to sit back and laugh. You have to sit back and laugh. We're going to try to make you do that today. We're going to try to make you laugh today. We have a big show planned for you. Mark Giannotto is going to join us at 11:25. We'll talk to him. He had a column today in the Commercial Appeal about Memphis basketball. We'll talk about that. Randy Cross, Super Bowl champ, former 49er, will join us at 12:25. We'll get his thoughts on the NFL free agency. The draft is moving ahead full steam.
At least for now.
Yeah, at least for now. The GM committee wants to push it back, but it doesn't sound like Roger Goodell is going to have that. We're going to give these people some normalcy, damn it. It's the normalcy football league.
NBA's doing it. We're going to try to do it, too.
Yeah, so anyway, we'll talk to Randy Cross about that at 12:25. Then at 1:25, Anthony Sane is going to join us. So that is the show today. Before we get into the information that I heard a little bit late last night about the NBA and when it may resume, we are obviously now in the safer at home sort of ordinance. And I didn't do anything differently yesterday. I didn't change my routine. I mean, my routine is very simple. I come here, stay the hell away from everybody as much as I can, and I go home. And I use that time to try to, you know, let off as much steam as I can. I don't know how – it's hard to do that in this day and age, right, to let off the steam, but I use that time to do that. So that's my routine. I come here, I go home, stay inside. Maybe I'll get out and shoot a little hoop-de-hoop if it's not raining. But that's really about what I do. Your routine yesterday was a little bit different, though, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, because you had to get in before 6 o'clock with the safer at home order. Barbershops were closing. And so with me looking a hot mess from the beard to the top of my head, and with the barbershops obviously closing, I figured I'd better get in there. And look, our barber had told us, anybody that's trying to, you know, come in and see me before this thing shuts down at 6, you need to holler at me. And so we all did, basically. And it was quite the, you know. It was he had a, as I asked him, did anybody, you know, you sent out that call, did everybody come? And he said they did, and we were there. I took my son there yesterday. It was the first thing I did after I got off work because, John, that's what I had done previous days, work, home, nowhere else. And yesterday was the first day I'd done anything else.
Yep.
And that was it. Run home, get Chris, get to the barber shop before the thing shuts down. We had the 2:30 appointment, so really had to be humping to get over there. And we got it done. And the funny thing is, like, you don't know. Like what Barbara was talking about, okay, we got a 2-week shutdown because of this. Here's what I'm thinking I might lose. But to that point, I asked him, you know, you're mad about this? Would you prefer to stay open? Because listen, you can't. There's no social distancing when it comes to your barber cutting your hair. Like he's on the back of your head. There's no doing it from 6 feet away. I'll tell you the honest truth. And maybe because he runs a successful business right now, but he's fine with the loss right now. He's fine with what he's going to lose. Not saying, forget that. We need to be in there, not fighting this thing at all. Going to do his part. Right. And I thought that was important because, again, if you've got individuals, right, they want to just go and do their own thing. Well, that's when we start. Again, you may lose containment. So, yeah, yesterday was a little bit of a wild day because we're all trying to get to the barbershop before the safer at home order comes down at 6 p.m. Got it done. Again, I'm freshly chopped in here.
Man, you look
and,
good.
You look
good for the pandemic.
I'm not one more. You know, looking good is one thing. But the idea that we were able to, you know, just get that last one in. Who knows when? It could be another 4 or 6 weeks, brother. Could be another 4 or 6 weeks. I was more happy than to get the haircut for my barber slash pastor, who seems to be content with the way things are right now, that he's going to be okay.
So this is where our sort of cultural differences come in, and I think this is good, because I don't feel the urge. I haven't felt the urge to get my haircut.
No, you're right. Black folks get their haircut more often than you.
Like,
do.
I was like, you know what?
Every week for some of us.
You have known me when my hair is like that 70s show style. So you know that I'm not afraid to let the curls grow in the back, mm-hmm. you know, to do the mullet thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't, it's just funny to me, like you were like, there is no way in hell that I'm going to let my hair grow out. I got to get this thing chopped. I didn't even think about it.
It's not priority number one for me. Priority number one is keeping my family safe, obviously. I don't want to sound silly or naive here. But when you've got the opportunity to get it done beforehand,
right.
and when it's a part of your everyday routine and normalcy, and quite frankly, we're all looking for a little bit of normalcy right now because we're so far off that, the opportunity was there, and so absolutely, I ran to it.
I got to say, and your hairline is unbelievable. I mean, it's really, you know, and it's not sprayed on or anything like that.
What I found out
unbelievable.
Is that the more I've made fun of hairlines, LeBron, or grades of hair like Kevin Durant, the worse mine has gotten. And so I've stopped with the hating on others' hairline. Mine is getting thinner at 43, but I was happy to get in there yesterday.
It's still healthy.
Don't need to go there.
It's not quite CJ, right? CJ's hairline it comes down to basically like his eyebrows. It's unbelievable,
but
his hairline.
Yesterday was about normalcy. You know, it was that little bit of it that we're all craving for, all wanting, and who knows when we'll get it again. Obviously, again, it was with this safer at home order coming down, 6 p.m., you had to shut it down. We'll see what happens. But keep in mind, a lot of folks in this town,
yep.
right, run hair businesses.
It's true.
Getting women's hair, barbershop businesses. That's a lot of our community. And so I hope that for as many that can be in a position like mine was, that they can last through this. Because we know it's going to get tough.
Well, I think it's already tough now. Hopefully, I mean, I think for a lot of people, you know, maybe the stimulus check that I think they're voting on today, I think it's actually, if what I'm reading about it is true, we don't have all the data, but if what I'm reading about it is true, it's going to benefit the most important people in this country. It's going to benefit the workers who have been laid off, and I believe four months of full
unemployment.
Yeah. And it's going to top off because Tennessee's unemployment is a joke. I mean, it just is. I think the maximum is 275 a week in 2020. You know, in 2020, that's the full absolute maximum unemployment. That's not enough. So unemployment's going to top off under this new bill that they are the stimulus package.
This might not be enough, but at least it's something.
Oh, I mean,
it's a start.
Exactly. And small business forgiveness loans, as long as you don't lay anybody off. These are the things that, as a country, sort of our infrastructure, it needs to weather this. Because let's be honest about it. I think for a lot of us, before this stuff hit, I mean, the economy was in good shape. Now, were the markets oversold? Are they overvalued? That's a different question. We'll let CNBC handle that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no question that the economy was doing well. Things were doing well. We were spending money. We were going out. We were doing the things that we as Americans love to do. And then something that's totally out of our control hits, and you know it devastates. And so hopefully this is something that will really benefit the American people and help us get back on our feet sooner rather than later. You mentioned normalcy, and that's my mission, Jason. I'm on a mission of normalcy.
That's why we're still doing the show, quite
exactly.
frankly. Let's be real, trying to keep it normal for y'all as
exactly.
much as we can.
And I'm on a mission of recapturing that. And I think for me, what I am really pinning my hopes on, man, is the NBA. What I am pinning my hopes on is the return of the NBA, because we know what the financial implications are if the NBA cancels its season. We know how much of a blow that would be. It would be in the billions. It would be in the billions. And so what that means, what I'm trying to say is, if the NBA is in a position where it has to cancel its season, it's bad. Because they would literally exhaust. They would have literally, I have to imagine, exhausted every other possibility, every other avenue to have a season, a playoff, a champion, and they simply have determined that they can't do it. I don't think as of today, we're going to get there. And the reason why, two things. One, let's start with what Mark Cuban had to say.
You don't think we're going to get to a complete shutdown when we get
Correct.
A season? You think?
No, I think we're going to have a season as of today. And the reason why is twofold. One, Mark Cuban, who I think is I think has been an absolute. As you know, I wanted to be quarantined with him weeks ago.
It's funny that you mentioned him yesterday, and it comes back up today.
Yeah, he. I think the guy's brilliant, and I think he's the shining example for all sports owners everywhere. He said with WFAA in Dallas that he sees June 1st as a target date, and that he's taking the under.
Yeah, he says that's the over-under date, and he's taking the under.
And this is what Mark Cuban says. And by the way, Mark Cuban is a smart guy. Mark Cuban is talking to people. You know, Mark Cuban's not a baddie, you know, old senile. He's not Jerry Jones, right, who's just making his playing by
he's
his
involved.
Own rules.
Yes.
Yeah, he knows sort of what the conversations are. He knows what the discussions
uh-huh.
are. And this is what he said. You know, no one has perfect information right now, and so all the decisions are tough. But, you know, if I had to guess based off the people I've talked to at the CDC and other places, I would say that the over-under would be June 1st, and I'm taking the under. Hopefully by the middle of May, we're starting to get back to normal, and the NBA is playing games.
I hope they're right.
Maybe not with fans, but we're playing it because
I can know. How are we going to get fans?
No, fans are out. But we're playing it because sports play such an important role. You know, people want something to cheer for. People want something to rally around. And people want something to be excited about.
It's true. We need it. A little bit of that to me, though, John, is sell. I know you're dead set that if the NBA doesn't go on, the world's going to come to an end.
Well, that's NFL. That's NFL.
Sometimes it feels that way. Like you're saying, like that's your case. But no, I was encouraged. I can't lie to you. So I'm not going to fight this because I hope Mark Cuban's right. I think we all hope he's right. You know, maybe if today it's a little hard to believe. Because again, you've got Mark Cuban yesterday that says here's the over under June 1, but you've also got the development Windhorse brought to you yesterday where not just the South Korean Basketball League is now pushed back, but so has the Chinese Basketball Association. Remember, they were inviting foreigners back. They've now pushed back to May. They were hoping to start up in April. And so, again, with the pushback, because here is the essential question, John, and you tell me if this is doable with who you've talked to, if they think it's doable. How are you going to keep 16 teams in a bubble, right, where you can feel confident, right, that no one else is going out or in danger of getting COVID-19? Or how do you keep that under control? That's the big question I have. It's the big question for the NBA. Do you shorten it up? Is it not 16 teams? Is it best of 5 instead of best of 7? A lot of questions, but
all right. So
I'm optimistic, I guess, more than I was yesterday.
Let me give you some information that I was relayed last night by somebody who was very plugged into the NBA, and the most important organizations in the NBA. Right now, the target date that players are working with, they can't go to the facilities right now. They're locked out of the facilities. Right now, the operating sort of theory and thought is that they will be able to return, asked to return to facilities the week of May 10th through the 15th. Okay, so that's still a month and a half away. Return to the facilities May 10th through the 15th. You have a week, 2 week training camp. No regular season, no time for that, because you have so many playoff series that you're going to have to go through. And I could even see a scenario where those playoff series are truncated, sure. Like your first and second round, you're playing 5-game series.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe even a tournament stop. Who knows? But that you start the stuff up certainly by the first week of June, and then you have a finals in August. You have a draft in September, and you start the season back in December on Christmas. That is what I was told as of last night for a timeline. I think it's realistic, and I think what we're hoping, Jason, is that you're right. How do you do that? How do you logistically? How do you keep everybody from infecting each other? I think the hope, and we've seen the expediting of these testing, is that we have tests that you can turn around in 10 minutes, right? And so every time you step into an arena, there will be no fans. Let's get that. But what the NBA is hell-bent on not doing is throwing the baby out with the bathwater, in a sense. We're not going to have the ticket revenue, but we can at least keep the TV revenue. And that will offset what would be a catastrophic loss for the NBA. So maybe it would be a scenario where, and again, this is me speculating, but maybe it's a scenario where when you walk into the arena every day, you have to get a test or you have to have your temperature checked.
Okay, but then you've started. I'm with you so far in your scenario, but let me present you with this. What happens then if
Giannis Antetokounmpo comes down with it? Mm-hmm. Do you just pull him off the team? Doesn't that team then need to get quarantined for 14? You've tested. The testing's up. And you find out, you know what, in the time that he was gone away from the team, back home or whatever, he's contracted this, he's now positive. What happens if it's LeBron or if it's Giannis? Like, that changes the balance of things.
I mean,
and so you started with one team.
Is
that a fair question?
Oh, it is. I think
because the idea that we'll have it completely under control, we won't have a cure by then or treatment.
We could have a treatment.
I hope so.
We don't know.
We'll see where we're at. That could take some more time. We'll see. That would be my question, is what happens when – one of the big ones. But frankly, you could make it the case for all of them because you've then been around that player.
Yep.
We know how contagious it is.
Yep.
But what happens if LeBron gets it?
Well,
what happens if Giannis gets it?
I mean,
that changes everything about the playoffs.
I mean, I think all these things.
You just keep rolling?
I don't think you can
right.
keep rolling because – but you know, maybe I think another scenario is you have it in the same – everybody plays in the same arena. Like, you have one site. Because you can't risk the going in and out of cities and things like that. Everybody comes with the same. Listen, we got to play these games. I mean, America needs it. We need a lot of things. But one of the things we need is we need our culture back. We need something to have.
No, I'm not fighting you on that at all.
You know, and you're right.
I mean, we do need that. But you realize, like, it will cripple the NBA for a time. But you're gonna get games back whenever we come out of it.
Well, I know, but I think they want to be the economic sort of restart. They want to be the normalcy restart, and I think that's sort of why the timeline is what it is right now. All those dates are flexible. Everything is flexible, right? We're getting in new information every single day.
But you can't risk safety in the desire to be, you know, sort of the stimulus that gets things going again. You can't put again if we're talking about. You know, the spread of this thing at this point, who knows where we'll be, but you've got to weigh that so heavily.
I know we all
want to get back and give folks a thing to watch, and the NBA gets its money and all that, but safety, obviously, the priority. And they when it comes to that and containing this thing and how they do that, you put them all in one place or whatever, that's a big question. Like, how are you going to keep everybody safe? That's the question. I can't see any way you do it with fans.
If you stop and listen for a minute, you can hear it in the distance.
You are optimistic.
You can hear it in the distance if you stop and listen. Did you know, I actually saw, do you know how this song came about? Like how this theme came about?
Mm-mm.
So John Tesh was the composer. This is Round Ball Rock, right?
Is that formerly John Tesh of Entertainment Tonight?
I don't know if it's the same guy. It may be. I don't know.
I'm sure it is.
You have to forgive me. But
he
was on the road. He was away from home. And he had this coming to his mind. He had this jingle coming to his head. And he wasn't near his equipment. And so what he did was he called his house phone that had a message. And so that he wouldn't forget, he left himself a message with the
just hit him the little jingle, so
he wouldn't forget. And that is how this theme came to be.
He stopped hosting Entertainment Tonight in 1996.
Okay,
you know, I like the old reference.
Yeah, no, I do. I appreciate that.
10 years.
I am going to be hopeful, man. I'm going to be hopeful. You know, that the NBA is coming back. That's the timeline that they're sort of operating with right now. And I think the good thing is what is beneficial is that you have not seen, for example, I mean, there have been some cases in the NBA, but it hasn't been like the entire NBA has come down, right? Like it's only
No, you're right. And it's been a fraction, at least right now. But how about a situation where, here's another scenario. And because we saw the news yesterday, I mean, it absolutely floored you because he's on there and so emotional. But you see Karl Anthony Towns, whose mom has got players who have family members, right, that are going through this. Like, are they going to be ready for this at that point? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not just your own health.
Well,
it's with Karl Anthony. Now, I realize they're not a playoff team at this point, but will Karl Anthony Towns be up to this? Would a guy like him, whose parents are going through it, his mom's literally in a induced coma because she's got it. He's crying about the urgency. He posted on social media. We'll talk about it later. But he did it to I guess convince people to stay home from a safety. But to that point, like with what he's going through right now, are guys going to be ready from a mental standpoint? It's a question you've got to ask. I know we want it back so badly, but we've got to ask ourselves at what cost. Hopefully it's a small one and we can have it back. John, I want it back too. Don't get me wrong. I'm not fighting it.
Well, think about this. Okay, so like, think about this. This is going to be a month and a half away from today, right?
I get that.
This return.
So 6 weeks.
And actually,
give or take.
Really 2.5 months. When you talk about an actual return to playing basketball, just a 1.5 month return to.
You're saying after about 2 weeks,
like a crash course training camp. Think about where we were 2 weeks ago with testing. I mean, we were the laughingstock of the world. And again, I know per capita, we're still not there with South Korea, but we have now done more testing than South Korea over 8 days than they have in 8 weeks. So our testing has improved markedly, and it will continue to do that. I mean, we will continue to. Now, again, you want to take issue with the rapidity and sort of how quick we were to have that
and
how
ready
we were. But we have made big strides just week to week. We have. And so I am taking. That approach, we're going to continue to make strides in medical advances.
What testing doesn't tell you if enough people are staying at home. You see,
right.
If enough people are doing what they've got to do to flatten the curve, because just testing doesn't flatten the curve. You've got to do something to stop.
We will hopefully
have a better idea
in the coming days and weeks of if what we're doing is, you know, if it's working and if it's effective. But anyway, that's what I heard last night. Mark Cuban says the over-under is June 1st, and he's taking the under. Dude, we're looking for morsels here. I mean,
it sounded like you were talking to Mark Cuban last night. Y'all two gotten close?
I've emailed Mark Cuban twice.
And has he responded?
He has not.
Okay, all right.
Because we're not in Dallas, but if we were, I think he'd be on our radio show quite often, but we're not in Dallas. So it is what it is. I pulled at his heartstrings, man. I said, you know, man, Mark, we really love you. We need you.
And
we need
I love Shark Tank. Did you tell him you love Shark Tank?
I told him I've seen every episode. Anyway. I watch every episode. I know all the products that have did you know that I don't know what the percentage is, but I would say about 45 to 50% of deals that are agreed upon in the Shark Tank end up falling through?
No.
They end up falling through afterwards. Because, you know, you make these emotional decisions. You take these deals that maybe if you're not thinking clearly, you got the cameras on you, you feel pressure to take these deals. People end up backing out of them.
Has anybody done the peanut butter jar that opens up at both ends?
Wow. That's a brilliant.
It's ripped off.
Oh, you've already. Okay.
Complete credit.
I was going to say, we got to get a patent.
I can tell
that.
By the way you looked at that, though.
A peanut butter jar that opens from both ends?
So you can get it all out.
Ah. Is that a real thing?
I think it's been entered and it didn't catch on. But
okay.
I'm.
But we can try it again. We
you
can
and
maybe
me, brother.
Come up with some innovation.
Send that patent. Email to Cuban. See if you get an answer.
He does love peanut butter. He does love peanut butter. So I mean, maybe we could approach
it.
We've
organically figured it out.
All right. We'll come back. Mark Janow's got a call about the Memphis basketball program. We'll ask him what he thinks about the NBA and its potential return. His thoughts on all that and more when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
There's only one Memphis, and there's only one MFS. That's 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis. Nothing but Memphis. Everywhere we go, it's Memphis. Memphis, Tennessee. The beautiful land in the world.
Broadcasting live on the radio.com app. It's free. Download it now and check out Rewind. Get your grizz on 92.9 FM, ESPN through radio.com. 92.9 is helping Memphis stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stayconnected.
Hi, folks. Jeff Jackson, general manager at Sunrise Caryville. Thinking about a new or used car or truck and not sure where to get the most for your money? Listen to what Sunrise has to offer. Over 1,000 Buicks and GMCs to choose from with factory rebates up to $6,500 and discounts as high as $10,000. Bad credit, bankruptcy, slow pay, it's okay. Here at Sunrise, we specialize in secondary financing. If you got a job, you're approved at Sunrise, the number one volume Buick GMC dealership in the Mid-South, the home of the guaranteed credit approval. See us online, sunrise@caryville.com.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Workplace injury, dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all. This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, one of the best clothing stores in the nation. It's where I shop. It's where you should shop. And here to tell you why is Rob Joyner from James Davis.
Gary, we are continuing with the Paul Bettinelli suits with 9 fabrics to choose from, regularly $5.95, and they are 2 for just $7.95. An unbeatable savings with super 130s, wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, natural stretch, trim, and classic fit. We now have full custom suits and sport coats from Paul Bettinelli. We take 13 measurements to make the perfect fit. You have button options, lapel options, as well as pocket treatments. And in 3 to 4 weeks, your perfectly fit garment is here starting at $6.95. It's amazing. You rank in the top 10 toughest fits in America, and the suits we made for you fit like a glove.
So you heard him. You know where to go. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. That's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume. You're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting fired up for backyard barbecue season? Walmart.com has everything you need to get cooking, with up to 35% off patio and outdoor favorites, like the 36-inch Blackstone Griddle, a Walmart exclusive. This thing cooks it all, from burgers and steaks to veggie skewers, even fries. Yep, this grill has a built-in air fryer. Find all the must-have brands at up to 35% off at Walmart.com this weekend. Food's ready, easy to pull off, and easy on your budget. Shop now at Walmart.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Now is my time.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the one G-Shock, now only on Memphis' Sports Station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Whip it look like butter, baby. Pecan drop. Pecan drop. Put that phone in sun drop.
Mark Giannotto is the sports columnist over at Commercial Appeal. You can follow him on Twitter at MGiannotto. He's the host of the Giannotto and Jeffrey Show right here on 92.9 FM ESPN from 2 until 4. You should listen every day. And he joins us now. Mark, what's going on, man?
Oh, not much. Just trying to survive. It's rough being a sports columnist in when there's no sports going on.
Well, it is. But you know what? We still have our jobs, you know. And so that is the thing that I'm very grateful for. You know, even without sports. We were talking earlier. I heard last night from somebody that I trust that the NBA is working with a sort of timeline of, all right, everybody comes back May 10th through the 15th. Around that date, right, we have a crash course training camp, and then we get ready to play playoffs, no regular season, which, of course, would mean the Memphis Grizzlies have made the playoffs. We get ready to play a playoff series in June. How likely do you – obviously, I know you don't work for the CDC and you're not an epidemiologist, but how likely do you think a timeline like that is, that we're playing playoff games in June and then we have a final series in August or whatever the case may be? How likely is it for Mark Giannotto that that's the case?
I don't want to say the word likely, but I think it's feasible. and I could see a scenario playing out like that, especially with how rapidly it feels like. And again, this is, I'm not speaking from real world experience because I have not been tested yet. But the fact that they've been able to ramp up testing like they have over the last couple weeks suggests it's going to be ramped up even more over the next 2 weeks. And to me, if you can, like, I don't know if these games, I don't think we're going to reach a point in June where we can play these games in front of 20,000 people,
right,
you know, in the arena. But if you have a reliable, quick, relatively speaking, testing system in place, why can't you just, I could see a scenario where you have these playoff games in which, you know, there's the however many people from each team, 20, let's say 25 people, including coaches and team personnel. There's 25 from each team, you know, 10 or 15, three refs, 10 or 15 people to run the clocks and, you know, run everything in the arena, you know, maybe a select media, if you will, including TV, you know, broadcasters. Like, who's to say you can't test 100 people before each game? You know what I mean? And then play the game as long as everyone shows up negative when you test them. Like, I could see a scenario like that where the testing has ramped up so much that we're able, you know, let's say at if the game's at 7 o'clock at night, at, like, noon before the game, like, after shoot-around or before shoot-around that morning, everyone who's going to be in the building has to be tested before they can play the game. I could see a scenario like that, maybe.
What happens in that scenario, Mark, if LeBron gets it? Like, do you sequester these folks?
No, that's the problem. The problem with all of this is it's all great if everyone tests negative.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like, what if someone tests positive? But you'd hope at that point, I would think everyone will have been tested already. You know what I mean? So, like, they will, you know, but so, like I said, it's a feasible scenario. I'm not saying it's likely, but I think any scenario in which games are played, you know, by June, I think probably involves everyone involved in those games getting tested very soon before the game start type of thing. Like, it's going to involve rigorous testing. And so I would say the good news of what's happened over the last week or so is that, yes, the positive tests are going up exponentially, but a big reason for that is that the number of tests being conducted has gone up exponentially. And so if both trends, you know, you hope eventually the positive test trend slows, the curve flattens, if you will. But hopefully the number of tests administered continues to go up exponentially, because until we find a vaccine, the best form of prevention in a lot of ways is detection of the disease.
In terms of what you've done, the safer at home order, did it change anything for you yesterday?
Not really. I mean, technically, I mean, like, the commercial appeal, like, sent us around, excuse me, like a pass that they wrote up that you can put on the dashboard of your car in case someone gives you any trouble for being out and about. But it doesn't seem like that's, like, I'm driving right now, and it doesn't seem like there's plenty of people driving around. So that didn't really change much for me. I mean, I've really just been going to the grocery store, to the radio station, and my house. I mean, I haven't really, what else is, and I guess I've gotten takeout a couple times. But other than that, and all that remained the same. So my life hasn't really changed much because of yesterday, because of the I guess, new order in place. But I guess maybe for some people, I don't know. Like, what can you really do right now?
Nothing.
Other than, like, go to a park, maybe?
Yeah.
Walk around your neighborhood,
and go, or go get food of some kind. That's literally the only thing you can do right
now. It really is. I mean, and listen to 92.9, of course, from 9 to 6. I mean, it's really about the only thing you can do here in Memphis. I mean, the biggest thing for me, the biggest struggle for me, and I spend a lot of time at home anyway. Like, I'm married as hell. Like there's really nothing left for me to explore in this world. So I just I think the way that Harrington put it today, I'm pretty domestic for the most part. I might go to a bar, hang out with some friends, but that's about it. The biggest struggle for me has been like exercise, because you go to work and you go home and you just sit there, and like I might fire up like 2K or another game I'm playing, but like I don't. It's hard for me to work out at home. You know, like turning on like a video and like do burpees and mountain climbers at home. Like, it just feels weird and unnatural. Has it been a struggle for you from that perspective?
Yes, I have not worked out at all. I keep telling myself, all right, you really got to go on a jog or something, Mark. Like, I hate jogging. Like, it is one of my least favorite things in the world, but it's really one of the few things you can do right now. I'm going to succumb here soon and going to do something physical. We go on a long walk every afternoon is how we've been doing it, because it gets the kid out of the house. The dog gets to go on a walk. It gets me and Lindsay out of the house. Like, I actually do think this whole thing, like, me and Lindsay, my wife, were talking about it last night. Like, I do actually think this has brought, like, I'm curious what others think, but like, I feel closer with my wife and my kid than I did before this. Because I'm around them so much. And
right.
Like, yes, there's good and bad parts of that, but the good has far outweighed the bad in terms of, it feels like, not that we weren't connected before, but it does feel like we're more connected now because we've been forced to stay in the house, and we're kind of going through the same thing together. And I would imagine that's the same thing that's happened to a lot of other families, I think, because of this. If there's a bright side to this, if you will.
Now, is her dental business shut down, Mark? Are they just not doing routine stuff? Is she still working some? What's going on there, if you don't mind my asking?
So she is – yeah, no, that's fine. She's doing – so Monday and Tuesday, they were actually – or last Monday and Tuesday, I should say, they were open for business as usual. And then on Wednesday, the American Dental Association – came out with sort of guidelines, if you will, and basically said you should only be open for emergencies. So basically, the way her and she has a there's another dentist in her office. The way they do it is one of them is in there, is basically on call from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. each day in case there's an emergency of some kind. So like today, for instance, there weren't any emergencies, so Lindsay didn't have to go in. But yesterday, there were a couple emergencies, so she was in there from like 8 to 12 type of thing. So just kind of – but basically, if you're in like excruciating dental pain, you can still – like, they will treat you. Now, they're like, if you need a hygiene check or, you know, something routine, like maybe even a cavity filled – they're not supposed to do that right now.
It's a blessing that you're both still able to work, though. There's so many of us that aren't in that boat. I'll ask you a question that you've asked both John and me, and you wrote about today with the commercial appeal. Is this pandemic in some way helping keep the Tigers team together?
I think so, personally. I mean, I'm not saying it would have been a mass exodus necessarily, but I think what's going on in the world. While, yes, there are some transfers, still a lot of transfers, I think Memphis's transfers were going to almost be a top-down, trickle-down effect, if you will, in that if the staff, and specifically Mike Miller, had either gotten a new job or decided to do something else or whatever was a possibility, I think you would have seen some other guys leave. But because there's not a lot of movement in the college basketball coaching world, there is in the transfer world, but in the coaching world, there just isn't this offseason. There's been very little movement. It seems like, I don't want to put it, say definitely he's coming back, but from what I understand, he's intimated to other staff members, Mike Miller has, that he's planning to be back next year. And I think that having a stable staff situation is going to lead to Memphis having maybe a more stable roster situation than I think was expected, say, even middle of February or even the end of February. So I think it's worked out pretty well for them, all things considered, if they are able to. I mean, it seems like if we're reading the social media tea leaves, that Instagram post by Boogie was him saying he's coming back. I know Lester had that odd social Instagram post right after the season ended, but since then he's posted a lot of stuff, and a lot of it has seemed to be complimentary towards Penny, and all of it has been him in a Memphis uniform. So I think that's a good sign for Lester. And then I think if you go back to Mike Miller's Twitter post right after the season, I think if you read that, you can read it however you want. It could be innocuous and just like an end-of-season message. I personally think that might have been him sort of in a not-so-obvious way, but still saying, like, hey, I'm coming back next year. So I think it's worked out pretty well. Considering they were always going to have to deal with this NCAA infractions case, and I guess it is a little concerning that last week when Laird Veach did his, I guess, online Q&A through the university, he did mention that he thinks this coronavirus stuff will ultimately probably slow down the infractions case, a decision coming in that. But he wasn't sure, but that's what he thinks. So I guess that's a negative effect. But all in all, I think so far the offseason's gotten off to a pretty good start for Memphis basketball, because I think I put this in my column, I think one of the big concerns as this past season wore on was, well, you know, if you look at it in a typical sense, a bunch of freshmen, especially a bunch of freshmen that don't have two of their best players, you know, kind of having their ups and downs in conference play makes sense. Like, it makes sense that they struggled a little bit like they did. But I think the concern was, well, are they struggling and then they're going to start from square one again next year because a bunch of these guys are going to leave because this year did not go as planned? Well, now it looks like you're going to lose Precious, but you knew that. Mm-hmm. But if you can return Lester, DJ, Boogie, Alex Lomax, Malcolm Dandridge, you get Isaiah Stokes, Lance Thomas, Tyler Harris, maybe, if everything goes perfectly. I mean, that you're talking about a team that, you know, then you say you add in a transfer who can play right away. And, you know, maybe you get either Greg Brown or Jalen Green. Well, now you're looking at a pretty darn good team. You know, like, frankly, probably once again the most talented team in the AAC. And so that's pretty good. And it's not that far off now. It seemed like maybe not far-fetched, but it seemed like it was going to be hard to create that type of stability coming into this year when we were going through February. And now it feels like it's just a lot more stable than it was when the season was coming to a close.
Yeah, no, I think, listen, I don't think we're out of the woods necessarily yet, but yes, mm-hmm. I feel like had the pandemic not happened, I mean, I think we would have seen I think we would have seen a lot of change. Let's just put it that way. And that, I think that goes from top down. And I think stability for Memphis is the key word. You know, like, if they have to keep this thing together. I really believe that. If they can, listen, I think they're getting Jalen Green. And I've said that from the beginning. Greg Brown is a little tougher because Shaka's still at Texas. I didn't expect Shaka to still be at Texas. Who knows if he'd still have been at Texas had the pandemic not hit.
Are they still the leader? Can I ask that for Greg Brown?
Is Memphis still the leader? I think they're the co-leader. I think they're co-leaders.
Does that represent a change in what you think?
I mean, we always knew Texas was going to – if Shaka was at Texas, they would be forced to be reckoned with. I mean, it's 8 minutes from his house, you know, and his parents went there. His uncle went there, you know. But Memphis is not out by any means. I mean, it's just going to be, I think, a little bit tougher than we thought. So if they do that, and also I think they're really involved with the O'Connell kid. They do that, they get those guys, or just two of those three guys. I don't know if they're – I mean, if you get Jalen Green, you're picked. I mean, that's – you're picked to win the AAC, don't you think?
I mean, I don't know if you're the – you know, you saw this year the coaches are going to – I mean, Houston does return pretty much everyone from that team. So, it would either be Memphis. I think that's why I said most talented. I mean, here's – if you get Jalen Green, it's once again, you'd be the only team in the league with a lottery pick on your team. I mean, so that says a lot right there, I think. I mean, you get Jalen – you get one of those two and one impact transfer.
Yep.
I think you're looking at a team that is a second weekend of the NCAA tournament type of team.
Oh, baby.
Shot. Yeah.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
Start up again.
Don't say it, Mark.
I'm just saying second weekend for now. I'm not going to go overboard. But if you add Jalen Green and an impact transfer, and let's say you keep you lose one guy to transfer. You lose Precious and one guy to transfer.
Right.
But you add that.
Yep.
I think you're looking pretty darn good.
Yep. That we are in a total agreement on. So. Anyway, it's one of those crazy things, like the idea that coronavirus and COVID-19 would actually end up being a benefit for the University of Memphis. I mean, it's been a weird-ass year, and that's just the latest chapter. It's the latest chapter and a capper, really, to what has been one of the stranger years in the history of Memphis basketball. Mark, man, we appreciate the time. As always,
thanks,
stay
brother.
Safe out there, man. Thanks.
All right, no problem, guys.
Yep. He is Mark Giannotto. Yeah, I mean, I think we've talked about the challenges with Greg Brown, right? It would be like, it would be, you know, flip the roles, right? Let's say Greg Brown is a Memphian and his mom and dad went to Memphis mm-hmm. and his uncle played basketball in Memphis. Right. Be very tough to get him out of there. What we were all rooting for from the jump was, I mean, I hate to say it, was Shaka to, like, for this thing to fall off the rails, you know? And it didn't. He got it right back, and then he's going to come back, and because – you know, what Power 5 jobs are open? None. There are no open Power 5 jobs right now. So they're going to stand pat. Plus, is it really prudent right now? And what kind of message would it send, given the times that we're in, for Texas to pay him $10.5 million to go away?
Mm-hmm.
That would send a very bad message.
They won five out of the last six games. It felt like he turned it around. Now, I'm not going to say, you know, forever or for good, but it felt like, you know, that family probably, you and I talked about this, that family, if it's looking for a reason, right, to make him a Longhorn like they were, like mom and dad was, then if you're looking for an excuse to do it, that's your favorite. Well, Shaka staying is that. And that's what Memphis is gonna have to fight in this situation, not to mention, obviously, all the questions surrounding with the IARP and the infractions case. But that's where I'm at. Once Shaka locked in to the point that you're making, feels like that their chances, the likelihood that he'd end up there, go way up as far as I was concerned.
Yeah, so anyway, that's where Memphis basketball stands right now. Second weekend, you ready to put a stamp on it with Jalen Green? Second weekend?
Oh, let's see how the rest of the team fills out. Because, again, remember.
We learned our lesson.
Well, just remember, Jalen Green's changed his stat. Just because you get him committed, right, doesn't necessarily mean, remember, with overseas now and everything else, we'll see where the NCAA is next year. We'll see what Memphis is with this thing next year. But, no, believe me, as someone who covers the program, as someone who's, you know, followed it for a long time, of course you want Jalen Green. But, yeah, we've seen, you know, we did that last year. We chalked up we put national championship on there, you know, after Memphis signed its class. Let's see, because Jalen's obviously walked back the overseas chatter because, remember, that had been cut off at one point. We'll see. I'm still expecting him to play in college, and hopefully it's for Memphis.
Yeah, so anyway, there you go. David Joyner tweets in and says, you don't need Brown as much since you have DJ. Jalen is needed for sure. Listen, I think you need Greg Brown. I mean, I think you need. I mean, the guy's a top 10 talent. He's a 5-star prospect, and you just need great players. So I see what he's saying. Like, you have DJ Jeffries on the roster, and so you're not gonna like panic. But I would just like that. What you need truly, if we're gonna be honest about it, is you need a big. Like, you need somebody to replace what you can't find somebody as good as
shot blocking presence.
You need exactly. Is that Malcolm Dandridge? Is that Isaiah Stokes? I mean, I don't even know.
No, it's Musa Cissé. Should he reclassify?
Well, that would be ideal. I haven't heard
that fit together. Nice.
I haven't heard any rumblings of that lately. Doesn't mean it won't happen, but I haven't heard as much on that.
Well, I wonder with right now with where you know things shut down on the circuit. Right, and they were going to be on the EYBL. He's going to be with Team Thad, obviously, on the Nike circuit. That there's development in that, and there's obviously the chance that coaches are going to see you. That's been delayed, pushed back for right now. I wonder, does it change his plans? The difference is with him. I think it's fair to bring up this point. We've talked of he's 17 years old. Like you don't have to rush it. You know, you're not you know 20 years old as a college freshman, as is the case for a Precious Achiuwa or approaching 21. So there's no need to rush it. We'll see. That chatter has sort of died down a little bit, but again, we're out of school. You know, nobody's playing anything, so you can understand why it has. Will be interesting to see, to follow that one closely, see what happens with Musa.
Yep. Thanks to Mark Giannotto for joining us on the show today. We'll be back. Show's rolling. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Shop at home, curbside pickup, we'll bring it to you. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf, and yes, everyone, including me, is dealing with the new normal. Home selling and home buying is still going on as I watch the number of listings and contracts showing up in the multiple listing service each and every day. While people are staying home more, the irony of connectivity is keeping things closer than ever before. Recently, two different out-of-town buyers made offers on homes because they saw them online. They never actually visited the properties. They didn't kick the bricks, as we say. So stay safe, stay at home, and remember the preamble to the Code of Ethics of the National Association of Realtors. Under all is the land. If you want to discuss your individual situation and how we operate in the current environment, call or email me at 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com. At Shell Dunn Rosengarten, 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, one of the best clothing stores in the nation. It's where I shop. It's where you should shop. And here to tell you why is Rob Joyner from James Davis.
Gary, we are continuing with the Paul Bettinelli suits with 9 fabrics to choose from, regularly $5.95, and they are 2 for just $7.95. An unbeatable savings with super 130s, wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, natural stretch, trim, and classic fit. We now have full custom suits and sport coats from Paul Bettinelli. We take 13 measurements to make the perfect fit. You have button options, lapel options, as well as pocket treatments. And in 3 to 4 weeks, your perfectly fit garment is here starting at $6.95. It's amazing. You rank in the top 10 toughest fits in America, and the suits we made for you fit like a glove.
So you heard him. You know where to go. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. That's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Let spring fever take over today. The spring fever event is going on now at Olive Branch Motorsports. Finance from 0% for 60 months or get up to a $4,000 rebate on select 2019 Can-Am Spyder models. Adventure is just around the corner. Visit Olive Branch Motorsports now at 5656 Goodman Road, Olive Branch, Mississippi, or online at obmotorcycleatv.com. Offer ends April 30th, 2020. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
At Sprint, our priority is keeping our customers, employees, and communities safe. During these uncertain times, we want you to get the great service you expect without leaving the safety of your home. Sprint.com makes shopping easier by offering free next-day shipping and no activation fees on our best new phone deals, like the Samsung Galaxy S25G. Lease it for just $0 a month when you switch. And when you shop on Sprint.com, you'll get a $100 prepaid MasterCard, too. For now, Sprint.com is the best way to learn about our plans, buy new phones, and get the services you need. Stay healthy and go to Sprint.com today. $0 a month after $41.67 per month. Credit applied within 2 bills. Requires 18-month lease, new line activation, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. 5G coverage limited in select cities. $100 requires port and online registration. Member FDIC, ships after 45 days. Offer everywhere, taxes and restrictions apply.
Fill my mind up with ideas. I'm the highest in the room. Hope I make it out of here. She saw my eyes, she know I'm gone. I see some things that you might fear. I'm doing a show, I'll be back soon. That ain't what you wanna hear.
News from Jonathan Givony, USC freshman Onyeka Okongwu, has declared for the 2020 NBA draft. He's going to go in the top 10 for sure. I was actually thinking about this last night, the NBA draft and how it would impact, you know, for example, Precious Achiuwa and James Wise. Precious Achiuwa is certainly going to declare for the NBA draft. I hope there's nobody out there holding out hope that he would come back because of any uncertainty. He's going to the league. There's just no rush for him to do that. But I think it actually, this world we're living in where you can't have workouts, where you can't go meet with teams and right. get face-to-face, I think it actually hurts both Precious and James. I think it hurts both of them. And the reason I say that, certainly for James, James has, like, no tape. Right? James has absolutely no tape.
The Oregon game is the only thing you could even think about watching.
And you wouldn't say that was a great showing. I mean, he
second half was.
He had a double-double.
Like, after coming off of foul trouble, remember how much he sat out in the first half?
Yes, but
so listen. It was a solid game.
The kid that got...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.